Thank you, Jill. That was superb. Wonderful reminiscences. I can't go into that kind of depth because, of course, I wasn't a brother of Geoffrey. but it is, I believe, so appropriate that we are honouring Geoffrey Tate here today. Although he wasn't actually born in Farnham, his family moved here, as we heard, when he was really quite young. And I knew him through Farnham Grammar School, although he was a year older than I, and therefore a year ahead of me, of course, throughout. And it was music that brought us together, and my first encounter with Geoffrey was very close to here. It was over at the Congregational Church, now the URC, in their hall, and I can almost put a date on it because there was a social being held by the school scout troop, and it was about a week after I started at the grammar school. So it's around the middle of September that year. And I went into the hall, and there was there were games taking place, and there was this chap, not much older than me, playing the piano for the games, things like musical chairs and so forth. And I was absolutely astonished at his virtuosity, doing even these fairly simple things. And I had to go, and I spoke to him, and I said, you know, have you ever taken any exams? He said, yes. He said, I took grade four. And I'd taken grade four, and I thought, crikey, you're infinitely better than I am. And of course, he stayed infinitely better than I was throughout. So over the following 6 years, our paths crossed frequently during mainly musical performances and under our legendary music teacher, Alan Fluck. He arranged a very intense program throughout the year of concerts, carol services, school operas, and then towards the end of those years, concerts that were the sort of beginnings of the Farnham Music Festival. And of course, it's very appropriate that Julia is here today because she's been involved in those concerts since then and for many, many years since. Geoffrey was in demand as a pianist during all of those years, obviously within the school music programme, but also in Farnham generally. He also performed as a singer and a cellist. And I remember he also at one point took over from Alan Fluck as a teacher, because Alan told us that one composer that he'd never really appreciated or particularly enjoyed was Frederick Delius. And Geoffrey, however, totally disagreed with him about Frederick Delius, and so Alan asked Geoffrey to take to give us a lesson on Frederick Delius, and that's what he did. And he described the music Brig Fair to us, and many of us enjoyed it very much, and Frederick Delius became a composer that I still appreciate greatly, thanks to Geoffrey. It was somehow a bit difficult to relate to Geoffrey, I felt, as just another schoolboy, because he was so different in many ways. Obviously, his disability set him apart, because he walked with great difficulty, and despite, of course, the special boots and so forth he had to wear. He rode a bike, as you said. I can remember one thing that he couldn't do, and that was pump up the tyre on his bike, and he asked me to do that on one occasion. But his limitations were more than compensated by this incredible skill set that he had. He was outstanding academically in every subject. In 1958, which was the O-level year, he passed 9 O-level GCSEs. Now, normally we were only offered 7 or 8 under the normal curriculum. The timetable didn't permit more than that. He took 9 because he took music as well. And the results were astonishing. He rated 7 of them rated as distinctions. And of those, 2 were above 90%. And I found that from the report made by George Baxter at the following speech day. So I think this gave rise, and I know it did give rise to the question as to what career Geoffrey should pursue. He was, I believe, very attracted to music, undoubtedly, but after some discussion that took place between his parents and George Baxter, he agreed to go into medicine. Decided, I suppose, but agreed to go into medicine. And so he pursued the subjects required at A-level to enable this, and he passed them very, very easily, and he got a state scholarship, which at that time was the highest distinction that you could get for acceptance into university. And then, of course, as Jill said, he effectively left Farnham, which, of course, was rather sad for us, and he returned from time to time, really, as a visitor. But, of course, we all know, once he had qualified as a doctor, he forsook medicine for music, and he rose to the great heights of musical accomplishment that brought him such tremendous international recognition. We've heard about his achievements in that area, in that arena, and that's not an area I'm going to cover, but we do have quite a lot on the Old Farnhamians website that will link to his accomplishments in that area, including a lot of the obituaries that were in the British press and the international press. I know that he held a great fondness for this town, and also, of course, for our old school up at Morley Road. He told me this personally in 1983, approximately, when we met checking in for the same flight from London to Geneva, because he was on his way to conduct the opera Lulu at the Geneva Opera. And our flight, and this is the only time I've ever said this, fortunately our flight was severely delayed because we went to have a drink together and we had quite a long chat. And during that chat, we discussed so many of our old friends and acquaintances and the staff of the school. And I remember he mentioned the Beacon family, he mentioned Michael Foster, and obviously George Baxter and Alan Fluck. And we had a very interesting conversation. He told me that he greatly appreciated the education that he had received at Farnham Grammar School. I found this was an experience that I shared with him, because in my professional work I also found that Farnham Grammar School really had equipped us for life, even at fairly high levels. For both of us, the 1950s and 60s were a golden period. And they were a golden period because of the Farnham Grammar School and its staff, and this town of Farnham, with its very strong cultural programmes. We celebrate Geoffrey Tate as a Farnham man who discovered his love of music whilst he was in this town. The Old Farnhamians Association celebrate him as one of the most distinguished and talented old boys of Farnham. And there are several such men who could be described in this way. If we go through a catalogue of some of them, we have bishops, including one archbishop, a fellow of the Royal Society, we have authors, war heroes, a Hollywood actor, a Hollywood director, and others. Those of us who were fortunate enough to study or perform alongside any of these distinguished people nowadays consider themselves greatly blessed. For my part, I consider myself very, very fortunate to have known Geoffrey during my school years. He went from Farnham to huge achievements in the world of music. And we here today can be rightly proud of Sir Geoffrey Tate as a Farnham man. Thank you.